Macmillan Audio presents The Tenth Girl by Sarah Faring. Read for you by Frankie Corzo and Mark Sanderlin. Prologue. Do not be fooled. Territorial spirits inhabit our earthly flesh as we move through this brightly painted world. And long after our flesh rots, the spirits remain, playing in the muck. Only the gods are free of them, watching from beyond the ice, in their forgotten houses of cloud. Zapuche Tribe Teaching. At the very southern tip of South America, where fields of ice meet mountains of salt, a finishing school for girls existed on a lone shelf of rock. The school wasn't always a school. No, it was once a grand country home, built for a wealthy family fleeing unnamed bloodshed in Europe. No one quite understood how this family tunneled vaulted cottages into sheer Argentine stone, but after their escape from the old country, nothing was impossible for the Devacaro family. As the stories go, their clan relished life atop their cliff, at least for a time. Their matriarch, Domenica Devacaro, was a cheerful woman with strong hands the size of a giant's, who ate a dozen eggs each day for breakfast, raw, and instructed her sons to walk off their troubles and pains. And walk off the sons did, to the city of good heirs. The remaining Devacaro house shrunk to nearly nothing, but Domenica knew how to manage a problem as trivial as loneliness. She recruited girls from other rootless families.